it's not always easy to make informed decisions at the voting booth. Hawaii voters are often ineligible, or often eligible, I should say, to cast a ballot in half a dozen separate races. Common Cause Hawaii thinks it's found a way to make it easier this year. The nonprofit says its Power Ballot makes it quick to get up to speed with good information before you vote. The Conversation's Ryan Finnerty spoke with Corey Tanita of Common Cause to find out more.
It's a web-based application that one can use from a computer, their tablet, and their smartphone. And basically, you just put in your address that you registered with, and a mock-up of your ballot pops up. But this mock-up is interactive, so you can click on candidates' names, see a picture of them, and get connected to links to their website, social media pages, and candidate questionnaires.
And what races does it show?
All of them, as much information as we could find. Some folks, we couldn't find even a picture of some candidates, but as much as we could find, all of this information was sourced by our volunteers who took the time to look up each candidate for the whole state and try to find all of this important information, because we know it can be overwhelming.
And we should note that you still have to be registered to vote. You can't register through this website.
Not through this website. And the official deadline to register for the primary has passed, but it's important to note that 2018 is the first year that same-day registration will be available statewide at early walk-in locations and at precinct locations on election day. So this is not the end. People can still go and vote at the same time.
And you can still use the Power Ballot before you register if you have to do it on the same day. And what's the best way to make use of this tool?
Well, for me personally, I do vote by mail. We talk about vote by mail a lot. And so I like to do my due diligence and research, because sometimes I just have no idea and I don't want to just vote on name recognition. So if you have that luxury and that time to do research while you're voting at home, that's great. But again, you can still use it on your tablet or your smartphone if you do go and want to do some research, last minute research, while you're in the voting booth and making those important decisions.
Okay, so you can use it beforehand or even at the moment of voting.
Absolutely.
Describe for us a little bit about what you'll see when you put in your address where you're registered to vote, and when what's going to pop up.
So again, a mock-up of your ballot. So you'll have a list of all the gubernatorial candidates, if you're qualified to vote for them, which everybody is. Your congressional candidates, depending on which district you're at, first or second. And it goes down the list. So Senate candidates, state Senate candidates, if there's an open seat, or House candidates as well. So again, it just depends on what your district is.
So that's maybe an overlooked but pretty useful tool, is that you don't have to look at a map and figure out which district for a city council or which state Senate district you're in, or and all of that. This Power Ballot does that for you. It tells you exactly who you're eligible to vote for.
Exactly. And I think what I found, and what feedback I've gotten, the most used races that people research is the OHA races, because they just don't get a lot of media attention. There's not a lot of information on TV or the ads that we see, and a lot of times people can't put a face to a name. So this has really helped in that sense. At least that's what people tell me.
And it's really fast, too. I took a look at it earlier, and you can go through your entire ballot in less than 30 minutes and really know who you're eligible to vote for. And then you mentioned there's some resources attached to each candidate as much as possible, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right. Their, again, campaign website, if we're able to find it. Their picture, again, sometimes we just couldn't find anything. Social media pages, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, if they have these, and candidate questionnaires if we're able to locate them as well.
So how did this, what's the genesis of this tool? How did it come to be?
Well, in 2014, we had a civic code challenge called Civic Accelerator, kind of the first challenges of its kind, and it was a partnership between us at Common Cause, Hawaii Open Data, and the Campaign Spending Commission. And it brought together developers and coders and just regular everyday citizens, and were able to break up into teams, brainstorm ideas on how to use data that's available and make it more easily digestible for folks. The emphasis was on campaign spending data, but this one actually came out of it because there was election data available, and the volunteers, they just saw this need. We don't have a voter guide, and there's a plethora of information out there. It just takes time to sort through it. So just to make the process a little less overwhelming, that's where it came from.
What kind of participation have you had from candidates who are on the ballot this year?
We don't reach out to them. This is completely 100% volunteer source. So they spend hours and hours, you know, looking for photos, looking for their candidate websites and things like that, because we are a nonpartisan organization. So just trying to just lay the information out there and voters can make their own decisions.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from voters? Is this a tool that they're finding helpful?
At least that what I've heard, yes, I think they find it helpful. Again, it's for the lower ticket races that people may not be paying as much attention to. There's not TV ads, radio ads, or what have you. So maybe not necessarily for the gubernatorial races or lieutenant governor. People may have already made up their minds. But again, state house, state senate, because there's a lot of open seats this year. And again, especially for OHA, you know, putting a face to a name, I think, is really helpful as well.
Okay, so tell us one more time, how can you access the Power Ballot?
So just log on to a website, so hawaiipowerballot.com. And you just pop in your address and just click away.
And you have to make sure to use the same address that you're registering to vote with, correct?
Correct, because if you're using a different address, a different ballot would pop up, you know, who you're able to vote for. So use the address that you're registered with.
Okay. Anything else you'd like folks listening out there to know?
This is 100% volunteer sourced and based. You know, thank you to our lead developers, Royce Jones, the map guy, Jason Axelson, and Aaron Fujimoto, and all of our volunteers who have sourced this. And if you do see any errors, and we're still constantly working on this application, so please email us, hawaiipowerballot@gmail.com. And if you have any questions, we're happy to field them as well.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in today, Corey.
Thank you very much.
That was Corey Tanita from Common Cause Hawaii speaking with the Conversations Ryan Finnerty. To try and check out the Power Ballot, go to hawaiipowerballot.com.